This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Candidates for state Senate seats say they believe the low voter turnout will turn around.
A longtime Bend man is named Citizen of the Year. We'll tell you who.
A regional tourism meeting will go forward, even though some groups won't participate in the whole thing.
And a new effort on behalf of Bend Memorial Clinic and St. Charles Medical Center could be good news for some patients, we'll explain.
Details on these stories and more local news starts right now with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
It's getting down to the wire, and incumbent Senator Chris Telfer says she feels really good about the primary race.
Grassroots, unlike my opponent who's brought in 86% of his money from special interests, big PACs, and actually probably more than that when you can consider all the COBA members. He has no grassroots support. I do.
Telfer says many of her challenger Tim Knope's donors are from out of the area.
Meantime, the challenger to Chris Telfer, Tim Knope, says he's feeling pretty good about the outcome of the primary, especially since he just threw his hat into the ring a short time ago.
Well, we're almost to the end, and we feel like the campaign has gone really well. We only announced 10 weeks ago and have had an incredible outpouring of support.
Knope says he's not sure what effect the low voter turnout will have on the election, but encourages everyone to get out and vote. Stay tuned tonight for at 1110 KBND at 8:30 tonight. We will have election results.
Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey is coordinating a regional tourism meeting, but not all participants are on board. Kelly Blyer has more.
Visit Bend will be attending the afternoon session on June 5th with all the destination marketing organizations in the region, but will not meet one-on-one with the Central Oregon Visitors Association in the morning session as hoped.
It will not change the overall great work that's currently being done, and they will be attending the afternoon. The morning piece I had hoped would occur, but I respect their decision, and we will move from there. You cannot twist someone's arm to participate, and they felt that that was best for them. So we are moving on to the afternoon discussion, and I think there will be a lot of great things that come out of that.
Commissioner Bainey is bringing in a facilitator from Portland to help direct the discussion on how Central Oregon can improve its tourism industry and better coordinate services to attract more tourists. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Jim Lucier is the Citizen of the Year for Bend. Lucier was named Citizen of the Year last night during the annual Sage Awards dinner hosted by the Bend Chamber of Commerce. Lucier has lived in the area for 40 years and is well known not only for his sense of humor, but also his efforts to improve the health of the local community. He served as the president and CEO of St. Charles for about 15 years, and he has also spent many hours volunteering in local organizations. Other Sage Awards went to 10 Barrel Brewing as the largest business of the year, and the small business honor went to Webfoot Painting Company, and chamber members voted for Healthy Beginnings to win the Outstanding Organization Award for 2012. About 300 people attended last night's event, which was held at the River House.
Redmond Proficiency Academy teacher Sarah Dean is being honored by the National Council for Geographic Education for her ability to make the subject more engaging for students. Even though Dean is the one receiving the award, she shares the credit with her students.
I love it when light bulbs go off in their head, and I think my students are hard workers. They want to be great humans, and they work for that.
She's been invited to the 2012 National Conference on Geographic Education to receive her award. Dean has helped develop an interactive curriculum, which other schools are picking up, and has even taught her kids a class via Skype from Indonesia when she was traveling.
A new collaborative effort on behalf of Bend Memorial Clinic and St. Charles Medical Center is good news for pulmonary patients in Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's John McCauley explains.
Until recently, there were two places in town for people needing pulmonary care. However, Bend Memorial Clinic and St. Charles Medical Center are combining their efforts in their pulmonary ICU. Jonathan Brewer, pulmonary care physician at Bend Memorial Clinic, says this effort was a few years in the making.
Knowing that for long-term stability of our groups and their group, and for the ability to grow and provide the best care, we elected to try to come together as one single practice in the ICU. And that's really been in the works off and on for about the last 2 years.
The night staff was combined on May 1st, and both organizations will centralize their operations to St. Charles on August 1st. Both organizations are planning on hiring another pulmonary specialist before the transition is complete. John McCauley, News Talk 1110 KBND.
U.S. News and World Report just picked Summit High as one of the nation's top 5% of high schools. Principal Dr. Lynn Baker is retiring after 8 years at Summit and 40 years in education. He says he's really proud of his kids. He was the guest yesterday on 1110 KBND's Your Town.
Our kids are college ready. And they look at SAT scores in our case and look at the number of students taking AP classes and also passing AP tests successfully. And we do very, very well in that area.
Both Mountain View and Lapine High School received honorable mention from U.S. News and World Report.